During meditation, I was more aware and able to sense the cooking smell as if it's in front of my nose. Why? So this question three is, if I'm not wrong, based on one lady, Kayanamita too. He said, during my meditation, I was more aware and I was able to sense the cooking smell from behind the kitchen as if it's just right in front of my nose. Why? Because we usually hold our retreat at Sampo Temple. And even at Wuping Jingse also. Sometimes on the new moon and the full moon, they also have their vegetarian type of food. So they also will be cooking all this food. So if you happen to have your meditation class or session there, then during the sitting, we tend to smell them, especially Cameron Highland, if you all can recall. Early morning, you remember, we have very early breakfast. Now my film to read this one later. We have early morning breakfast. That breakfast was prepared actually for us way before. So what happened was that early morning, normally we wake up at 5:30 and we get ready for class. The class usually start at about 6, or later on we adjust it to about 6:10 or 6:15 because there is this Mayana chanting down there. They have their usual morning chanting. So a lot of our Kayamita, they have affinity and they like that session. So many of them join their class every night. That's why we start a little bit later. But normally I will be there in the meditation hall at exactly 6 o'clock to oversee those who meditate in the meditation hall. Then we will normally have our exercise, morning exercise, mindfulness exercise. Then after that, we will have our Dhamma chanting, morning chanting, then some reflection. Then after that, we will have 30 minutes or 40 minutes or 45 minutes of silent awareness meditation. Then as we meditate, immediately after that is break for breakfast. So normally about 20 minutes before breakfast, you can smell the very nice cooking from downstairs, the kitchen down there. And this experience, I think many yogi have experienced it. That's why this question came from that condition. So what happened was this yogi say, it's as if you can smell them, as if that food is in front of you. It's actually not really in front of you. Because when you are developing the meditation, your mindfulness, your awareness is there, then your senses are heightened. Then you become very sensitive. You can detect all this very clearly and very fast. And if you really silence your mind, you will experience it completely differently. Next time you try it, don't be excited. Don't allow your memory to straight away perceive, oh, this morning they are going to have nice fried noodle or fried mihun or whatever you smell. Then you try to perceive it. But you silence your mind completely. The clarity or awareness when you are with the moment is really very different without the words. You understand what this thing is. And the awareness of it is very different. Because when you are completely silent, it's very different. And how it conditions you through your sense experience. This one is nostril. The what they call your nose through your smell. Then how it conditions you to develop the craving for the food, the saliva to come out and all those things. Observe it, understand it, because you are a physical body with the senses. Consciousness trapped inside. That's the reason why the Buddha said everything is dependent originating, condition arising. Dependent on condition, things arise. So what is the thing that condition all this? If you silence your mind completely, you will come to realize this smell thing, yeah? Because when they cook it, when they really develop the cooking, there is heat, understand? And the heat together with the oil and the whatever ingredient that you use to cook, that smell that emit from there is really powerful, and it can go very far. It's like the incense. You can smell them far and wide. So when you smell them, that is the condition, the sense data for that smell consciousness to arise. So that sense data is what the silent mind perceives. Then you inquire or check through memory, then the memory will tell you all those things. So what is important is when you are aware and mindful, see all the movement. How the awareness is aware of the mundane mind retrieving all this memory. Then when it retrieves, how it goes to the conditioning. And the conditioning condition you to behave or act in certain way. As I see all this, observe all this, and understand all this, then you realize you are not what you think you are. You are just like a machine, understand? When condition is there, the phenomena arise. So everything is like what the Buddha said, dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. And it's multidimensional. From that sense data of that smell, how it trigger off that smell consciousness, and how it trigger off your mundane mind to retrieve all this, then how you react and stir, and how it condition you into various type of emotion or whatever. But when you have wisdom, you can still have joy and understanding and be with it. And you can experience the pristine beauty and wonders of every moment of consciousness, which is so pristine, so beautiful. And you can experience them without having to react to it and all those things. You can really develop the joy, the what they call happiness, because you have this wisdom, this understanding, and how it cannot deceive you and condition you into craving, negativity, and all things. And all these things become like very natural. When there is condition for things to arise, it will arise. And when it arises, if it does not condition you into craving, negativity, and attachment, and grasping, then you have the understanding. You have the Dhamma. You are beautiful. But when it starts to condition you to grasp and cling and like have craving over that thing, then you better observe yourself. You see what is happening to yourself. So if this thing can draw you, condition you into that type of movement, then you must understand you have not developed the understanding, the stability of understanding. You can still fall. You can still be conditioned into craving and negativity. But when you understand, you reflect differently. You will reflect all the helpers, the cook, the monk, the organizer. They are the people who actually make all this possible. So you rejoice with their wholesomeness. You invoke the power of merits for their spiritual benefits. So you will have this understanding. And you will actually go the Dhamma way. That instead of craving and all those things, your mind state are very different. You will rejoice. all those who have donated, contributed, and helped out in whatever way that make this possible, you rejoice and you thank them for making all this possible. Then you transfer merit and share merit. May this wholesomeness pave the way for them to realize their good and noble wishes. May they be well and happy. May the blessing of the Triple Gem be with them always. And you are mindful through awareness, through your training. Come out, take your time, attend to whatever you need to attend to. Be mindful every moment, every action, every instant. If you are able to train this way, your mindfulness will pick up, your stability, your awareness will pick up, and your daily mindfulness will be there. Then the initial wisdom, if you have been following all the session and doing your duty, listening to Dhamma, straightening your view, cultivating and all things with a good religious routine, you should have the unisop manasikara already. Then after that, the only thing is to stabilize your daily mindfulness, leading to sati sampajana, which is not difficult. That's why I say retreat condition is very conducive, very easy. And when you can do it, even in your daily meditative posture or any of our classes, Tuesday, Thursday, or Sunday, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, then when you can do it on your own for longer period before you sleep and after you wake up, your daily mindfulness will stabilize, your sati sampajana will arise. And step 4 and 5, once you hit it, you will be home. Your cultivation becomes very beautiful. So these are all the understanding that you need to develop. So now I will read on. The smell can travel to your nose because you are more sensitive when your mind is silent. Oh, sorry, I better read from the beginning. My answer to the sister. When your mind is truly silent and you are aware, then this is possible because the smell is just smell consciousness. The smell can travel, means that sense data, to your nose. When you are more sensitive when your mind is silent and not preoccupied with your thinking or distracted by any worry and anxiety or fear or insecurity or unresolved problems. If it is a vibration, like a very distant sound, you can also be aware of it. And the vibration here in consciousness is very clear and sort of like magnified. So the silent mind in awareness pervades the entire oneness. This one you have to go through the experience and the cultivation. Meditation is not about inquiry, how come my mind is like that and how come my mind is not behaving like that. Meditation is about developing the wisdom to understand clearly the universal laws and characteristics of nature, the universal law of nature that governs life and existence, and to understand how you function as a human being and what this so-called human being is all about. So this one is more important. It is also to understand how your mind works and function, thereby understanding clearly the dwelling of paticca-samuppada, or law of dependent origination, as taught by the Buddha. Then the Dhamma will become very clear. So, like I used to share, the Dhamma or truth is everywhere. So why can't you see? If only your mind is silent, you will be aware, then you can see. It is as if all of a sudden you can awaken to it. Hearing the truth, contemplating and reflecting upon it can bring about a lot of understanding and joy. Wisdom is not a rigid knowledge. It must be awakened to, or insight into phenomena. Thought is created via a focusing of the perceived with its content of consciousness that was introduced into it. Initially, it's just spacious, pure awareness and silent Learn to see how thought arises. When the mundane mind collapses, the pure awareness nature of supramundane mind will shine forth, and it will be a lot clearer. So this one, you have to really go to your nature and stabilize it and develop the stability and transformation, internal transformation. Then when you are able to stabilize that gateway and allow your whatever yin yang energy to melt inside, then that pure energy will transform your internal consciousness or movement activity. Then it will make your what they call nature's vibration very, very fine. Where that pure energy, that pure mind's nature is very different. It can actually transform your consciousness and vibration until it's very, very fine. And these are so pure. That's why it will heal you. It will like cleanse your internal nadis and chakras. So all this movement and activity, they are really, really amazing. And once that thing happens, it can condition many other things to happen. Because when this vibration becomes very, very fine, your mundane mind, which is relatively gross, they cannot stay. That's why they will start to collapse. But the process before the collapse is very interesting. You go through it, you will know, you will understand how it happened. And after it happened, it's even more amazing. It's like a layer of consciousness just drop off from your brain there, your forehead. That is like you have no mind. But the new mind, which is very fine, like no mind inside, but there is still movement, you will know. But that one is very fine, very smooth, like no resistance, nothing inside there. And that one also can perceive, can know, like the mundane mind, but it's a very fine mind. So the cultivator will know what that mind is. We call it the supramundane mind. So when the mundane mind collapses, the supramundane mind actually arises. Actually, it's your nature's awareness shine forth. The awareness nature shine forth. But very strange, that nature can also arise a supramundane mind to have the aggregate. It's like the mundane mind, except now, the supramundane mind is with the aggregate that is non-grasping because of the wisdom. And this aggregate, they cannot grasp, they cannot hold, they cannot cling. That's why your memory all become very funny at that time. Like, you know, you cannot want to remember things and all those things. You cannot. Your mind is non-grasping. It cannot do all those funny things, really. That's why after that, I know what happened. That I don't try to remember things. Because it will tell you, you want to suffer, you go and read. You want to suffer, you go and remember. No need. That's why I came to know, my nature came to know. Wisdom is not a knowledge. No need to remember anything. Once awakened, it's with your nature. It's always there. It understands. That's why it can there and then, within the moment, on the spot, spontaneously explain to you, answer you, and let you understand. So all this, the individual cultivator will come to understand. Because the real awakening and transformation is so different. Then when it happened, that supramundane mind is so beautiful. So beautiful. Because it cannot grow, it cannot hold. Sometimes whatever I share with you, the next moment, I cannot remember. I also don't know what I say. That's why I have to ask you, why did I come to this stage? Then you remind me of the condition that I can recall. Otherwise, that memory cannot stay. That's why this brain has become non-grasping. it cannot accumulate like last time already. It cannot like want to hold on to thing, huh? Want to like accumulate thing, cannot really, huh? Because it's non-grasping. This mind is like very free, very, very free. It is like there was no mind inside there. But no mind, how can I know? How can I perceive and do all those things? But because it's so fine. And this Supramundane mind is really a marvel, a miracle. That's why only special beings who go the Bodhisattva way, who are able to penetrate that nature, can have that condition. Then their nature shine forth. Then when their nature shine forth, the funny thing is, I remember during the early day, Yun Chan used to tell me, Pratyo, you are so good. You should go to retreat. You become enlightened very far. But I don't know how to explain to her. Because no more mundane mind. No more want to be aware. No more want to cultivate anything. Because all those things is already over. That nature is just like that. That nature shine forth. Means my nature is automatically 24 aware. Do you understand? How to go and learn mindfulness? But that nature is already like that. No more mundane mind, like the cloud, the whatever things that actually obscure the sky, prevent the sun's ray from coming in. That one clear, completely clear, like clear sky. No more mundane mind's emotion, sakkaya ditti, negativity of mind, all no more. Means what? Completely the awareness nature, which is without anything to obscure. Then that time, the nature from inside shine forth. That's why it's that supramundane nature shine forth. And that one, the awareness is so different. So how to let people know and how to explain to people when this type of thing happen? That's the reason why a lot of cultivators, when they don't have that type of understanding, they cannot understand what my nature tried to share. So all this come about because there is condition to explain nowadays. Because more and more Kayamita have the condition to have this understanding. So that this sharing later on, you listen to it again when you progress along the cultivation, especially those that have the condition to locate that gateway and develop the meditation until your mundane mind collapse. Then when it happens, you will understand what I say. You will have a lot of joy, a lot of gratitude. Then you will have tears flowing. Because these are so beautiful. Rare is it to have a cultivator that can have that type of experience and understanding. So when it happens, when it unfolds, the individual will know, will understand.